Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy. Like, when I listen, it's going to be hard for you to find a bigger Game of Thrones fan than me. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, when I tell you I've seen every episode, there's no story. What you want to know about? You know what I'm saying? A girl is no one. What you want to know about? What if I told you one of the inspirations for hoodlums was a girl is no one? And if you know, you know. You understand? Like, this is it's in the blood. I don't play with Game of Thrones. I've been in love with that show since the first time I listened to the 6-minute intro song, you know? And I, like, when I tell, like, oof.
Same, I agree. That's why my PFP is this, because I have no face.
You already know, Nick. You already know. And the fact, I'm sorry, but listen, spoiler alert, if you never watched it, I mean, at this point, the show ended like in 2019. The show ended in 2019. And at this point, if you haven't watched it, I mean, the truth is you don't want to pay for HBO. So I'm gonna just ruin it for you. All right. I'm just put you on. I had to pay to learn what happened in Game of Thrones, but I'm gonna just help you out, because if you haven't gotten HBO and watched it by now, it means you're never going to. Okay. You're already too behind. We already done moved on to the next thing. That's the old stuff. That's old. That ended in like 2019. Like, I watched it for 10 years only to find out that, you know, these men ain't loyal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, that last episode has always stuck with me, man. That last episode. Do you remember the Dothraki running into the darkness and then just hearing them scream?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, if the Dothraki are screaming, bro, this ain't what you want. Because those brothers was crazy. There was never a sane moment with the Dothraki in that entire series. And even they were like, nah, the night is dark and full of terrors. Speaking of terrors, imagine paying $150 during a bear market for no utility. I should let that silence sit. Just, the night is dark and full of terrors, bro. I don't know. I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm looking at different projects. Like, do you think this is the season to be releasing stuff like that? Like, there's no utility, no game, no nothing, right? It's just a collectible experience. And it's for like the old season. Like, it's for the old season. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's to collect? These tiers? Like, Khaleesi was almost there. You know, I don't know. I just look at it and I went to a few of the AMAs. There was some language that was like a little problematic too. Like, there was one I went to where one of the reps, Shannon, she kept making this statement. And I remember like it bothered like a few of us. We felt so uncomfortable. And she kept on saying this statement that they were doing us a favor, that if you're a fan of DOT, we're doing you a favor by dropping this NFT collection. It's a collection of 5,000. Now, the experience that I've had, they've literally like named that, oh, this character will be there, this character will be there. But I mean, I feel like I've also heard that before from this like company, and none of the characters were there. We talked about the even with the Matrix, right? There was a conversation about, you know, this kid, Neo, this. None of those characters were a part of the entire collection, and that was 100,000. And I don't know, like, if there was a character though, I think I would aim for Brienne of Tarth, but I just like, those characters are copyright. They're not like, you know what I'm saying? They're not like, you're not going to sell Brienne of Tarth for $150. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what's going to happen there. You're not going to sell Arya for $150, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We're doing you a favor thing. I'm like, it's $150. I don't know if that's a favor during bear market. And for a collectible experience to share with who? To share with who? Because, I mean, it's a flippable experience, right? That's the only utility I'm seeing. Like, get in when it's early and then flip and then leave other people holding the bag, I guess. you know?
I'm gonna be honest.
Yo, what's up, Nick?
Oh, no, I was just about to say, I'm gonna be honest with you. Seeing how the other projects panned out, I'm not even sure if this is flippable.
Oh.
Collectible. It's just you're holding the bag from Jump Street.
You feel like, because I mean, okay, so just so you guys know, every single person that's on our panels, right? Just like I've been saying, we're Hydra. So there was never a scenario where one goes down and we don't have like two more pop up. Like there's a lot of us. It's not just the people on stage, because we already knew what the vibe was going to be. We already knew what the kind of conversations we were going to have. I know that there's multiple spaces on Twitter. I understand that people pump stuff and all that stuff, but our space has always been about true degenning. Like this has been really about like like having the conversations that no one else wants to have because it's not clickbait to them. But here's the deal. We are the clickbait. We, me, Nick, Joe, Moisha, Faye, you understand? Like we're the clickbait. So like we don't have to worry about having clickbait topics because we are what you want. You understand? Like us as humans is what you want. So therefore, anything we talk about, we know how to make it lit. So I feel like we always knew that eventually we were going to touch on topics that might hurt some people's feelings. I think what was a surprise, though, is Twitter's complicity in it. I think that's a surprise. So if you haven't already, listen, the most recent pin to the top is the question that we're now posing. I feel like we've asked Elon, we've asked Nifty's, I feel like, and we've really asked, because there's other people that they really would have just jumped to extremes. And I feel like we keep on holding space for people who clearly just want a faffo, you know what I mean? And that's fine too. We got the voodoo for that too, you know? Looking for some magic in your life. I got the voodoo for you, you know? But, you know, now I guess it's time to start asking publications. It's time to start asking the Wall Street Journal. It's time to start asking BuzzFeed, asking Wired. Like somebody got to have the answers. How come, you know, projects can just say one thing and then do another and then talk to you crazy on top of that, you know? So we put that up there. If you want to participate, if you're in the Twitter space, if you're listening on the radio, you're exonerated. You're exonerated because you still have to go to work. So that's punishment enough. So you just go to work. Just go to work. We'll take care of this other stuff. So if you're in the Twitter space with us, however, you'll see it's my most recent pin. Copy that. I mean, you can retweet it too. That's appreciated, but copy it and then tweet it yourself in the chat. Like we want to actually see if this question gets answered, and we're going to continue to ask this question the same way that Moisha continues to try to ask Twitter why she was banned, and Twitter refuses to tell her. They just keep saying, no, you're permanently banned. You're permanently banned. You're permanently banned. But they don't tell her the reason per their own policies. They're supposed to tell her. And then they tell her to, well, you can appeal it if you want. Appeal what? If you don't tell her the reason, what is she going to appeal? The air? But anyway, I don't know. We either ask Twitter, we ask Nifty's, or we ask the world. So yeah, let's try asking the world. And there's so many more people in the world. Maybe if we ask the world, you know, Elon will care, you know? Maybe somebody will care. Maybe somebody that knows him, maybe like a cousin or something. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Noel. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I just like I said, I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones. I couldn't see myself really like interacting with that. And then even to your point, Nick, about previous projects, right? You know what I found out? I'm really starting to realize like we really had a hand in Matrix. You know, none of their other projects have minted out. Only Matrix, only the one that I okayed minted out. I'm sorry, but that, you know, I might be feeling myself a little bit, but the pattern is there. The only one that CW, that Crypto World, that I said, yes, I approve this message, that's the only one that minted out. Everything else.
You should have been paid.
I really should have been. But then that would have made me a sellout. So I'm okay. I'm glad I wasn't. Thank God I wasn't. Thank God. Imagine the people that are being paid and they're associated with that. You know what I'm saying? But it was really because I had a love for the series. But this is my thing, right? When The Matrix came out, that was about the current Matrix. That was about Matrix Resurrections. Oh, fun fact, I totally turned my husband into a John Wick fan over the weekend. It was an honor. It was an honor to turn.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. This is huge, guys. This is huge. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure. Anything for the Wick. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be used against me one day. I can feel it. It's all right.
Hey, now.
All right, we're crossing. Listen, we're all adults here, all right? John Wick. That's the man right there, the man, the myth, the legend. Yo, Halle Berry killed it in 3, though. We don't talk enough about Halle Berry. We don't talk about Halle Berry enough in the number 3, boy. Because the way she was just yelling out Arabic or words and her dogs understood, and they really just, they knew exactly where to bite. Them dogs right there, I need them dogs. Those dogs are going to be guarding my kids one day in the future, you know. So anyway, yeah, I turned him into a John Wick enthusiast. And now he's telling all his friends about John Wick, and I'm like, babe, they already... Anyway, continue. All he watches is news. One thing about an African man, he gonna watch news, okay? Anyway, so back over to this. So when we did The Matrix, right, when we were part of The Matrix, man, the thing is that was about the current Matrix coming out. It was about Matrix Resurrections. It's kind of weird to me. And this is DYOR, guys. This is also you predicting, like, the likelihood of success of a mint, of a project. You know what I'm saying? The likelihood of success. That's what we're trying to deconstruct here. So if there's no utility... and the only, I mean, I've been inside of the Discord and it's clearly not a friendly place. Not after you mint anyway, maybe before you mint, it's a friendly place. I remember being friendly at the beginning, but after mint, like it just became like this, everyone just got mean. I don't even understand. Everybody was just rude, you know? Anyway, so no utility. The community members are really nasty, you know? So then maybe at least you can make a quick buck, right? But then here's my deal. Right? Then do you get into a project just to find people to use as exit liquidity? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait. There's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Actually, the voice for Nifties for us. So, like, after we did the mint and we had to move on to like other things, it was actually Moisha that stayed plugged in into their Discord. She's friends with all of them. Friends with Jimmy, friends with all of them. All those mods. She's friends with all of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's not as if we're, and it's not as if we're just like so distant and removed. We got people in the purple hat area. We got people in the 3D glasses area because there's so many of us. And those areas were created separately. And we would just sit there. We were making teams when it was time for the games, you know? And then it was like, it was just, and then the game didn't turn out to be what we thought it was. Like, they were talking about, you know, you guys would be able to team up and do this and do that. And we were like, man, so we'll be able to play like cooperative play. Like, it was supposed to be an immersive game, you know? And we were supposed to play like cooperative play and this and that. So we had like been building out like teams. Like, it was no joke. We still have the, you guys remember the Light for Life channel? Like the Matrix avatars, we would go in there and like each other's, like it was a whole thing. We were really preparing for all of this. And in the end, like they really just let us down. They really just let us down. And then they tried to flood us. How you gonna flood us when we got you? This is you talking. We're not like saying it on your behalf. This is you, you know? And I don't know, like it's just, you know, even as powerful and as beautiful as the experience with Matrix, was even before the Mint, because again, there was a whole experience prior to the Mint. There was you experiencing watching the movie. There was you realizing that a scrub like Neo could really be the one, you know what I'm saying? And it was all about like mindset. It was, you realized that the only thing blocking you was just your mindset. Like if you would just buckle down, if you would just believe in yourself, or if you would choose people to be close to you who believed in you, then maybe you would ascend. Maybe you would become something. So there were a lot of us like as kids that found like specific lessons from that space that we like grew up with that helped us shape kind of like who we became in the future. And then you have this experience and you're expecting it to continue, but you just met with nastiness. So I don't know. I don't think I want to, if not for the love that I have for Matrix, that really could have sullied it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you see what I did there? Cause the unsullied, and I didn't mean to do that, but you know, the unsullied and gave it that. So yeah, I don't think I want them to sully the memory that I have of Game of Thrones, because it's just been such a nasty experience. And then like, I'm sorry, but it's just hard for me to believe. Moisha and Joe were suspended on the same weekend right after we played their audio. Imagine reacting that way to accountability. Not actually becoming accountable, but trying to silence the people. So it's just, I don't know. I think it's nasty. I think it's nasty and it's weird. I think it's weird. That's the word. It's weird. It's such a weird flex. Such a weird flex. So I don't know. I just, when you have an experience like that and you experience people being that bold, it's like the Andrew Tate deal, right? You can't have a person talking about rape culture. You can't have a person talking about abuse culture and romanticizing it somewhere and then be shocked when they go to jail for rape and abuse. You know what I'm saying? Like they're always going to escalate. If you get away with one, you're going to get away with the other. If you let them play you with cereal, they're going to play you with milk. If you let them play you with cereal and milk, just know they're going to play you with eggs and creamer next. You know what I'm saying? They're going to eat your whole breakfast right in front of you. And I don't know. I just feel like, you know, they tried to play it with Matrix. They're going to do it again with Game of Thrones, because that's just what happens when you're emboldened, you know? That's what happens when you're emboldened. So I don't know. What I do know, though, is I want to see how it's going to shake out. I want to see if it mints out. I don't know. I think I'm taking bets. I don't think it's going to. Do you guys think it'll mint out? You think it'll mint out in bear market at 150, even with 5,000?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask Fabe about, that 150. Do you think that's a fair price in a bear market, Fabe?
Even for GOT?
It's hard to say. I mean, because it really, I know, because what are you getting with it? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's unlocking something or there's even the slightest utility with it, or that you have the chance to. Because, I mean, the people that you're getting are just, like, you're not actually getting characters. So, one, I don't know, 150 is kind of tough for that, especially in the market we're in. Now, if it at least came with a last name, like, maybe it's not Sansa Stark or something, but it's just, like, a made-up first name, last name Stark. You know what I mean? Or they had, or there were multiple price points, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you had some that were going at a much lower cost because that character is not attached to anything famous. But then you had some character, random first name, their last name was Stark. Now maybe that one's 150. Mm. You know what I mean? Something like that. So just for them to all just be 150 across the board, and there's nothing to really look and say, oh, look, here's who I have. You know what I mean? So I think it doesn't have that value of look who I have at 150 to kind of like really justify 150. I mean, I don't think like, okay, like 150 is not necessarily going to break the bank either. But at the same time, there's nothing like flashy to show people for spending 150.
Man, vibes. Man, out here doing a full on like project analysis, babe. Dang. That was a great point. Like, I don't know, why wasn't there a price variation? There's also this other thing, like it was really the language that made our ears perk up, right? It was the Shannon saying that they're doing you a favor. I don't understand where that comes from. That feels very pitchy. It feels like maybe that was something said in a pitch room, and so they just tested it out to see if we responded to it. But here's the thing, when you're on a stage and you're saying things like that, there's not really a way for us to like give you a measure of whether or not we appreciate what you're saying. Like, you're doing me a favor, charging me $150 for a non-character. And then that was another thing, like distinctively in a couple spaces, they made it seem as if you were getting actual characters. Like, you might see a Brienne. That's why I kept on making that statement. No, well, number one, because Brienne is freaking awesome. I've seen her in some other shows and they dress that woman like a goddess. My goodness. She's always so just neat and chic, you know? She's a beautiful lady. I love her character. And even the characters that she's played since, she was in Wednesday. She was in, the Sandman, very ethereal, just prominent characters. So I've literally, like, they've literally said like, or at least insinuated, that you would have character play as well. There's like a lot of insinuation that there was going to be some kind of gameplay. The first time they finally said, no, this is not a game, was last week. During a space that happened last week, that was hosted by a fellow World of Women, actually somebody else that's also in the WoW community with me. I had to applaud her because she's the first person that's gotten them to say like, hey, it's not a game, you know? But then like without that, like, okay, great. Now they're being transparent. They're telling you the deal, right? And that's really always been what we've said. Like, hey, you don't have to have a utility, but then does the art stand for itself? Because then now that's the next question. Does the art stand for itself? And I love that point that you just made, Fabe, about the 150, because how come there weren't staggering prices? Another problematic statement that I've heard is this concept of, yeah, we're innovating, we're doing this, we're doing, you know, cross-chain, this is brand new, no one's ever done this before. A lot of projects, even we've done cross-chain, you know, Frank and the Gods and Utes are doing that right now. CryptoPunks did cross-chain back in 2017. So I don't know, there's, you know how like when you experience somebody trying too hard and the harder they try, the more...
Hey, my loves, this is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued, and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you are listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums with a Z.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.